Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Isagro as of March 31, 2018 conference call. As a reminder, all participants are in listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Should anyone need assistance during the conference call, they may signal an operator by pressing star and zero on their telephone. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Ruggero Gambini, CFO of Isagro. Please go ahead, sir.
Good morning. We released yesterday the results for the first quarter of 2018. Like we do every year, also in this circumstance, we confirm that, as a matter of fact, first quarter and third quarter of the year are not representative vis-à-vis the 12-month results. There is no exception this year, so we share just a very summary presentation. Key figures are represented at page four of the document, which was circulated yesterday. That was circulated yesterday. As a matter of fact, there was a reduction in the consolidated sales by some 10% versus first quarter of last year. I inform you that this is fully due to the fact that most of Isagro sales are channeled to the market through international distributors. Therefore, we perform a small number of dispatches during the year or month by month. Since there is the so-called dead season, which characterizes the first quarter and the third quarter, in some circumstances, some cases, a number of batches can be sent to our key clients between one month and the other. Why am I saying that? This because, as of the end of April, the consolidated sales were in line with 2017. As a matter of fact, these interim results, once again, are definitely not representative vis-à-vis the 12-month situation. This gap was narrowed during the month of April, which performed very well in terms of sales. As a matter of fact, there was an important cutoff as of the end of March, because due to the accounting principles, and in particular with relevance to the IAS number 15 revenues recognition, till the moment that the goods physically enter in the availability of the client physically, we cannot incorporate them in our accounts. Once again, as of April end, the consolidated level of turnover was in line with 2017. All the other lines of a P&L are a reflection of the top-line situation. As a matter of fact, the EBITDA, considering this difference in sales, dropped by some 5 points in terms of marginality versus sales. I would say that all the other variations, once again, are reflecting this kind of these facts. In terms of the financial situation, and I'm making reference to page six of the document, the level of net financial debt seasonally increased versus December end, but is in line with the value of March end last year. Also, in this case, nothing to point out because these are seasonal variations. People following Isagro know that during the year, March end, June end, and September end are actually representing some peaks in net working capital, and therefore linked to sales and the variation of inventories and net of trade payables. As a matter of fact, the increase of net financial position of net working capital between December 2017 and March 31st is substantially in line with the one occurred at the end of March 2017 versus December 2016. In terms of perspectives, we are confirming that we are expecting by this year end an increase in terms of sales. So I would say important improvements in terms of sales versus 2017. But once again, our objective is not represented by this year end, but by 2021 end, meaning midterm, when most of the projects which are currently ongoing and aiming at increasing the basic business are supposed to deliver their contribution. The value of 200 million euro, which is quoted at page 7 of the document, is simply the ordinary level which we confirm, representing our target, our midterm target. A portion of these could also be brought by external line, by growth through by external lines, and it does not include the contribution in terms of sales by our new broad spectrum fungicide belonging to the HDHI family, the well-known fluindapyr, the registration dossier of which was already submitted for authorization in the important Brazilian market to the relevant authorities. I will stop myself here, and I am available with my colleagues for the Q&A session, if any. Thank you.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. To remove yourself from the question queue, please press star and two. We kindly ask to use handsets when asking questions. Anyone who has a question may press star and one at this time. The first question comes from Henry Hilgard with Cairo Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, thank you for taking my questions. Just a couple of questions, really. I mean, if you could please give us a little bit more detail on what's happening per country. I know that this isn't a business to look at quarter on quarter, but just to understand maybe what's happening in Italy and in the Americas as well. I know you had a strong quarter last year, so it was a difficult base to compare with, but maybe just to get a feel there. And also probably on the growth drivers, you mentioned that you expect sales at the end of the year to be above last year. Maybe could you help us understand what exactly is driving that growth and where? Thank you.
Thank you for the two questions. As far as the first question is concerned, I'd say that 100% of the variations versus last year were concentrated in North America and in Italy, like you were correctly mentioning. As far as Italy is concerned, we are actually projecting a small increase of sales also by this year end in Italy. This is mostly due to the fact that last year we had a very serious problem of drought here in Italy, but also in I would say in the Mediterranean European countries, and that causes some scarcity of water in terms of irrigation also at the beginning of this year, with the exigency of getting rid of a certain level of overstocks which was created at the distribution channel level. Since for corporate policies we do not put in place actions of excess of sell-in towards our two Italian distributors, Sumitomo and Gawan, we are currently forecasting to maintain this gap throughout the year. In terms, as far as the U.S. market is concerned, the other way around, the gap versus first quarter of last year, as I was mentioning before, was already recovered as of the end of April. This is the answer to your first question. As far as your second question is concerned, we are currently estimating a first half of a year substantially in line versus first half of previous year, without considering, and I'm just making reference to the ordinary, to the basic business, meaning the ordinary sales of agrochemicals. Based on existing contracts, on top of that, I think that by the end, I think that the first half figures will incorporate also some income, some proceeds from mid-long-term agreements that were finalized at the end of 2017. Then, as far as the second part of the year, or if you prefer, as you were mentioning in your question, the full year results are concerned, most of the growth is currently forecasted to take place between the months of October, I would say second part of October throughout December, and will be concentrated mostly in the Asian markets, and specifically in India. There was a decrease in sales last year on year, with making reference to our control companies AgroAsia, due to a number of unfavorable situation in the market, which were also shared in occasion of the conference call when we presented the last year results, full year results. And as a matter of fact, we are currently projecting a recovery of that difference plus a further increase. Why? Because in India, we are currently covering almost one-third of the market geography-wise. Most of our sales are concentrated in the eastern, southeastern regions of India. We hired during the first quarter, and we will be hiring by the end of June some 30 new people of sales people, in order to extend our market coverage also to some central and western geographies of India. This at parity of product portfolio, meaning based on the products we already have, and we are currently estimating a further contribution to our sales therefore in the second part of the year, meaning domestic sales in India.
Very clear. Thank you very much. So this is Mark speaking. I just had one extra question. You mentioned the impact of drought on stocks from last year. We've had a very wet year so far in the whole of Europe. Can you tell us what the impact of that for final demand for fungicides has been in Europe?
Hopefully, a positive contribution. Hopefully. As of now, I'm just making reference to our budget, to the figures of the budget for the full year 2018, which was, as a matter of fact, finalized and closed during the month of November last year, or better to say approved in November and closed at the end of October. So during the mid-year forecast, we will have the chance to revise a possible more favorable situation in Italy. But as of now, it is too early.
Thank you.
As a reminder, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one on your telephone. The next question is a follow-up from Henry Hilgard with Cairo Capital. Please go ahead.
Just a quick follow-up on maybe your margins, just to understand, I take it a mix effect on the margin. Could you maybe elaborate on on exactly what that is and the effect that it should have for the full year?
If I understood correctly your question, you are not making reference to the first quarter results. Could you confirm that?
Yeah, for the full year, I mean, and maybe just to help us remember exactly how the mix affects the margin.
Well, I wouldn't expect the only variation of mix is represented by higher sales in India. I cannot share clearly the percentage, the gross margin that we are realizing there. But if you consider an overall gross margin at a consolidated level between 35% and 40%, I would say that the sales in India are positioned somehow at a lower level between 0 to 5% percentage points. So as a matter of fact, in terms of mix, there will be an incremental contribution in absolute terms, but a decrease in the percentage at a group level, I would say between 1 and 2 points at maximum, 2.5 points. At parity of other conditions, meaning selling prices, exchange rates, etc. I'm just making reference to the incremental contribution to the consolidated total sales mix of the sales increase that we are forecasting in India. I don't know if I answered to your question.
Yes, no, that's very clear. And maybe as another question to follow up to understand exactly the drivers or the reason for the buyback that you announced in your results, why you're doing it, why you're putting out, is it 4% of treasury shares, ordinary shares that are currently in treasury, is that correct?
Okay. First of all, the objective of this is to retain the current managerial team, meaning we are pursuing a project aiming at reaching certain results in the next 3 years. Therefore, we want to be sure that the current team, which committed itself also professionally and personally, would not leave easily the company. In order to do that, we thought that an attribution of stocks on a gratuity basis, should those managers be present in the company at the end of 2021, could have been a good solution. So we decided to pursue this program of to implement this program of buyback. In order to attribute those shares to a limited number of top managers, aiming at keeping the managers inside the company, not losing them by 2021 end. This is the objective. Then, second part of your question, why we are buying growth shares and selling ordinary shares. I would start from the second one, so sell out of ordinary shares. For historical reasons, we have some 50,000 ordinary shares, so we are talking about some 75,000 euros, sorry, 65,000 euros. This is the value. With the occasion, we are simply selling these 50,000 ordinary shares. So this is really nothing material. I would rather focus our attention to the purchase of growth shares. Why growth shares instead of ordinary shares? Because we are strongly committed, and since I am one of the beneficiaries of this program, of course, we already had internal long discussions upon this program itself. We are all, as a managerial team, deeply, deeply convinced that there is a major discount, unjustified and not justifiable discount of growth shares versus the ordinary shares. So you are perfectly aware of that conviction. We already talked many times about that. we wanted to have facts following the words. So having the manager, the top managers, accepting to receive an important portion of their variable salary in terms of growth shares instead of rather than ordinary shares, I think is the best confirmation that the manager, the top managers, really believe in this statement. So that's why we choose growth shares rather than ordinary shares.
And can you add, tell us how many managers are going to benefit from this these incentive plan of shares?
Around 7 managers, 6 to 7 managers.
Thank you very much.
This is not something that could change the economic life of ourselves. If I could complete my previous answer clearly, but since Isagro as of today is presenting a net financial debt and not a net financial cash, it is clear that we are buying these shares, utilizing our liquidity. But this liquidity, by one way or another, is provided by our banking system. So we didn't want to put too much on this operation, just to provide the market with a signal.
Thank you. That's very clear. Thanks.
As a reminder, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one on your telephone. Once again, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one on your telephone. Mr. Gambini, there are no more questions registered at this time.
Thank you very much, and see you on next conference call.